Welcome to the Unstuck and Unstoppable podcast, where we help you move your life forward. If you are struggling with motivation and discipline, you are listening to and watching the right episode of our podcast today. My name is Jim Kiles. I'm here with your host, Jolea Garza.
Hey.
Hey, JoJo. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's so good. We're grateful today. We've got a great topic.
Yep.
Come on, what are we talking about? Vision.
Yep.
And so if you're brand new to the podcast, we want to welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to be talking about something that I had the idea about from a quote that I heard the other day. It was so profound. I wrote it down. It's on my mirror.
Yeah.
In my bathroom, which is funny. I actually write little notes on my bathroom. But the whole quote is, "Discipline remains dormant in the absence of a dream."
Wow.
Come on.
That's great.
Rory Vaden wrote that. And I thought, man, discipline remains dormant in the absence of a dream, in the absence of vision, in the absence of something greater than what I'm living for right now. And I don't know about you, but there are tons of people right now that seem on the outside like, hey, I just don't have no discipline.
Yeah.
But what I've been pondering is, I wonder if it's a lack of discipline or if it's a lack of vision.
That's great. And it's so funny because when we talked about talking about vision, I said, hey, I was just talking to some leaders.
Yes.
And we were just talking about vision as well. So I think this topic is so timely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and we've talked about this in the past before, episode 13 and 14. I think this one will be episode 28. But you go back and you can listen to or watch it on YouTube. But we actually talked about moving your life forward with vision. And really in that those two episodes, I talk about what vision is, how to create a vision. But what I recognized is there's a little bit of a gap between having a vision and refining a vision that is compelling and motivates
that's
you
great.
And is inspiring to your life.
So true.
And so I think today that's what I really want to talk about is, hey, what is it that is motivating you, that is moving your life forward? Because we recognize so many people end up getting stuck in life. And our goal, the whole point of this podcast is to help you move your life forward.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, I'm so grateful for those of you that have purchased my new book.
Yeah.
It's out. It's on Amazon. It actually hit Amazon's number one new book in different categories.
I wish there were confetti like, So cool.
Thank you to everybody who listens. And if you went and bought a book or, you know, if you're buying it or giving them as Christmas gifts or whatever, thank you for that.
Yeah.
You know, so many great reviews already. But the whole point of the book and the podcast is we want to help you move your life forward.
Yep.
And we just believe one of the main building blocks of life, I talk about this in the book, is actually vision. There's actually four, there's other building blocks of life. But to talk about the four main building blocks of life that if you'll identify, work on, discover, build, you're not only going to get unstuck, but you're actually going to be unstoppable.
Exactly.
And so the first one being identity, who you are in Christ. Second one is purpose. You know, what I'm supposed to be doing right now, my assignment. Third one is vision. That's what we're going to talk about today. And then the fourth one is paradigm. And I love that one. I actually thought the whole book was going to be about paradigm. But I spoke this last weekend at a place and I was talking about the book and I wrote a brand new session called Breaking the Cycle of Self-Sabotage. And so
it's
we
great.
Talked, yeah, isn't that powerful? I'm like,
so good.
I need it and I wrote it.
Right, it was like, no, it's perfect.
But today, you and I have been talking about, and it's like there's something about this vision that we want to help you create a life where there is something propelling you forward. You know, I love what John Maxwell says. He said something a long time ago, and Joe, you and I get the privilege of pastoring this great church.
Right.
We got a great staff. But he said something that I love. He said, I stopped trying to motivate people. And you know what I'm going to say next. Started hiring people that were motivated. And I think it's the same thing with discipline. What we have to be careful of is saying someone is undisciplined. Or here's the sabotage, right? I'm undisciplined.
Right.
I can't seem to find discipline in my life. Well, is it that you're not disciplined or is it that you don't have a vision or a dream that compels you to do things that you're not doing right now.
So it sounds like discipline is the result, but it's not the root.
That's
it's the
right.
symptom right. of,
it's
of
a behavior.
Not having vision.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's the external, it's the behavior. Right. But when you got a dream, when you got a vision, mm-hmm. you got something living on the inside of you.
Yeah, you can't, you're unstoppable.
You're unstoppable. And that is
yeah.
the point, correct?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned because what we're taught is, and it was very fascinating, you and I have talked about this, is Marks and Spencer did a study where 3,000 people were surveyed, mm-hmm. and they were asked about their lives, and 96% of those 3,000 people surveyed were living life on autopilot.
Wow.
So imagine that. I mean, think about it. Here's the imagery that I love imagery and visions and thoughts and where I can make it. But imagine sitting in the driver's seat of a car mm-hmm. that you're not driving, but you're simply looking out the window as a passenger.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be that way.
Right. So good.
You know, cars are not supposed to drive themselves. You're supposed to be driving mm-hmm. that car. And so here we are in the driver's seat of our lives, acting as if we're passengers.
Right.
So in other
wow.
words, you're reacting to the environment mm-hmm. of your life instead of being the one directing your life.
Yep.
And that's where I think vision is so important. You know, you got to have let's talk about that briefly.
Yeah.
And then there's three things that we want to talk about to help you really grab a hold of and mm-hmm. put some handles on the vision that you might have or the vision that you
Absolutely.
Create in your life. So first thing is that vision comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know that, right?
Yeah.
So
that's so good because I think we talk about a lot about purpose and then vision. And so all of that and your identity, all of
foundation.
It. The foundation has to come from God. I think there's something so different about saying, I know who I am because of me, or I know what my vision
right.
is because I have a vision,
yeah.
versus this is my God-given
oh,
vision.
Oh, that's so good.
And it turns from just an idea or a goal into your destiny.
That's exactly
And I think
right.
God-given vision is determines destiny.
Well, and one of the things I talk about, I think it's chapter 4, it's Living a Life Without Regrets in my book,
mm-hmm.
but I talk about how there's a lady who interviews people that are in the last few weeks of their
yeah.
life, they're dying,
Hospice, yeah.
and it's their five biggest regrets that continue to come up person after person,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was living a life for other people.
Mm.
So in other words, their ladder that they climbed their entire life was leaning against the wrong building.
Right, right.
And so vision is the ability to see beyond your present reality into the reality that God has for
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
So that's the key, right? It's
right.
it's not just what my parents want me to do. It's
yeah.
it's not even necessarily
what
I want to do.
Correct.
You know, I love the passage in Jeremiah. It says the heart is deceitful
above
all things.
Yep.
And so it's like, I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, if God doesn't define your vision for you, somebody else will. And
that's
a lot
right.
of times it's not you, but it's every single deposit that's been made from the people around
that's
you
right.
and the standards of what society has told you, what culture has told you about what you're made to accomplish. And I love that illustration about leaning your ladder up against the wrong wall, climbing and getting to the top and realizing that you were on
it's on the wrong building.
Yeah,
and
you're on
that's
the wrong
what
building.
We don't want. We don't want
yeah.
to get to the last part of our life. We mm-hmm. want to evaluate it now. And even the vision and the discipline of it, mm-hmm. I love, for an example, if someone says, hey, I don't know what to do in my finances.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm undisciplined in the way I spend. The truth is, you probably are because you don't have a vision
yeah.
for what God has for your finances.
Right.
So in other words, you may be drowning in debt.
Yes.
It's very hard to be disciplined to not spend the money you
mm-hmm.
don't already have. In fact, statistics show Americans spend
God.
Way more
yes,
than
what
they actually
they have.
Make. And so you don't have God's vision
yeah.
for your life to be debt-free because it's the vision of debt freedom
Come on.
That comes based out of God's word that then gives you the discipline to say no
yep.
on Black Friday.
That's great.
To
Amen.
Say no.
You better preach.
when
so
I'm
good.
Going through
yeah.
the mall.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Chick-fil-A.
Whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the, and so when someone says, I don't have the discipline to say
uh-huh.
no, I would be on the other side of saying, I don't know if it's that you're, because if you always attack what you don't have,
mm-hmm.
you'll never focus on what you need to overcome that deficit. And
right.
the truth is, you don't need to focus on trying to get more discipline. You need to focus on building a godly vision.
Yeah. So I guess the big question is how?
That's
so
right.
So for the people that are listening, I'm sure they're wondering, well, how do I get God's vision? You know, does
yeah,
he hit me with
great...
lightning? you know, meet me in a dream? how do I hear from God and know what his vision is for my life?
That is a fantastic question. If you don't know how to get God's vision for life, the first thing you got to do is go to the instruction manual.
Come on.
And that's the Word of God. And mm-hmm. so if you need a vision for your marriage, you got to go into the Word of God and find what he says about right. what a great, godly, life-giving marriage looks like. Yep. Financially, he says, don't owe anyone anything except for the debt to love them.
Yeah.
The debtor becomes the slave.
Wow.
You know, so these are the kinds of scriptures you've got to embrace. And then from there, mm-hmm. okay, I recognize that as a borrower, I am a slave to the lender. Well, wow. God doesn't want that. He wants me to be debt free. Mm-hmm. So then you build a framework of what that vision is based on God's word, because so it's great to get it out of prayer, but God always confirms what you got through his word. So look mm-hmm. at your marriage, look at your family, look at your spiritual life, look at your physical life. Mm-hmm. You know, every area of our life is reflected in the Word of God. So we got to go say, God, how did you design for me to mm-hmm. live this life, get his word, and then from there begin to build the vision that God has for you based on what you've read that's in great. His word.
Yeah.
And that's, it's, it sounds very simple, and it is, but it's not easy.
Oh yeah.
It so takes it's simple, but complex because yeah. it takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes focus.
Studying, praying, and really asking God and allowing him sometimes to build piece by piece,
that's
you know,
right.
and I think that's why I love the four building blocks, because it is, you have to uncover your identity.
Right.
You have to know what your purpose is. And when you know what your purpose is, then the vision is what gives you the tools to actually get to the purpose.
I love
but it just takes a lot of peeling back, a lot of studying, a lot of praying, a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, and then once you get that mm-hmm. picture, being able to really visualize what it is, it'll begin to motivate you. It'll
right.
stir you. It's funny, Phyllis and I, you know, we've been married for 22 years, and I can talk about finances all day long. That doesn't motivate her. What motivates her is, hey, what's the future look like?
Right.
So when I talk about being financially set as a retired couple, when I talk about having a vacation mm-hmm. home on the beach, mm-hmm. well, now she got a vision for
right.
that. She's like, hey.
She's like, I'm on a jet ski.
She's like, I'll
I'm
say
happy.
No to this
yeah, yeah.
for the future of
correct.
What could be.
That's great.
And I just often look at that and say, man, that's what it took for us to get more discipline in our finances, was mm-hmm. having a dream / vision
so good.
For what we're going to spend our life in. Mm-hmm. And so where is it that you don't have the discipline? Well, you probably don't have vision.
I love that.
So how do mm-hmm. I get it? That's how you get it. You get it in God's word. You get it through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to draw all the dots or connect all the dots and write it out. You need to write your own
yes.
compelling vision statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what does your marriage look like? What would... Mm-hmm. you know, a bright marriage, a happy marriage look like? It's going to look different from different people.
Right.
It'll have the same nuts and bolts, but mm-hmm. the odds and ends, the things that inspire you may be different than what inspires
exactly.
someone else.
And I love that, you know, we're talking about writing it out, but there's such importance to that. And I don't know if say the vision, make it plain, or write it out, make
that's
it
right.
plain. It's so important, because once you can see
Habakkuk
it,
says
then
that.
You can then
that's
you
right.
can accomplish
you
it.
You can accomplish it,
mm-hmm.
but it's got to be written down.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolute. And here's three things mm-hmm. that I want to focus on. And what I thought about, somebody might have a vision, they may have wrote it down, but they feel like it's fallen flat.
Mm.
And if that's the case, here's three things to
that's
help
great.
Breathe new life, clarity, passion, and energy into your vision. The first one is, you need to make sure that your vision is clear.
Yes.
Clear.
Yes. I love that one so much.
We have a saying, sometimes I'll say something, and when I say it, someone, I can see the confusion or the look on their eyes. You ever said something?
Yeah, you're like the fog.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, I'll say, so that must have been clear as mud.
Yeah.
So in other
yeah.
words, I was saying it, but it sounded clear in my
right.
head than when I articulated it. I think that's how some people say, well, my vision is to have a better marriage.
Mm.
Well, what does better look like?
Right.
You know, does that mean instead of arguing twice a week, we only argue once?
Yeah.
You know, does that
define it?
Define
yeah.
it.
Yes.
So I always look at vision clarity as a lens that you would focus.
Right.
You know, like
good.
On a camera, the old school camera, not iPhones. The iPhones, mm-hmm. you just push it and it kind of focuses. But the old ones, you remember how you used to have to turn the lens?
Right.
And if you got binoculars, you kind of have to turn the little focus knob?
Right.
That's the way vision is.
Yeah.
You'll know the vision is clear when you feel inspired.
That's great. But I think too, you know, as you're writing it down, I love that example. It's like, hey, I want to have a better marriage. We used to do this thing with a group of people, and it's a great counseling tool too. It's like, tell us how you're feeling without using pizza words.
Wow.
So if you can define pizza by that word, then you can't use it. Wow. So, hey, that pizza is great. Can't say I want a great marriage or I want a better marriage.
Right.
You have to start asking questions. What does a better marriage look
That's
like?
Right.
And then just like you asked, you know, how many times do we have hard conversations in a week? What will we look like a few years from now? And so the more you can define it, the better.
Yeah. Well, even like joyful conversations.
Right.
You know, you got to really define what is it that makes you come alive, and then the same for your other spouse, for your spouse, and then together you write a vision statement. You're going to begin to see how you'll have new discipline to work on a marriage because you got a picture for where that marriage is going.
Right.
So clarity, whether it's your marriage, whether it's finances, whether it's your physical health, your vision has to be clear. The second thing is it's got to be compelling.
Yes.
So. Yeah. In other words, I want to drop what I'm doing and join. It's like whatever today is, I can get through the pain of today because tomorrow
it's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
It should inspire you.
Me.
I don't know about you, but when you have a good vision, you just feel it in your bones.
You feel it in your bones.
You can't not be a part of it.
Yes.
You can't not jump in.
I'm compelled to move on.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the beauty of how God designed it. Like he knew that we would be in a day of pain. Listen, all purpose, and I talk about this often, you'll hear me, you know, we wish that all purpose was joyful and coming alive. And there's a lot of people, even today, the great resignation through this pandemic. It's like, well, I'm not working in a place that I don't enjoy. And I agree with some of it.
Right.
Like, I get it. If you're in a toxic environment, nobody wants to work
in
it. But I can tell you, I'm 45 years young. Not every job God had me in did I fully enjoy every moment of. And so if you are convinced that God's number one is for you to be happy, you're going to miss God's assignment for now. And the thing that gets us through the pain of now is the vision that God gives us for the future.
Yeah, so good.
And that's why it has to be a compelling, like God gives us joy in seeing what tomorrow may bring. When David was in the field, God said, you're a king.
And that got him through.
It got him through the years of watching his father's sheep, doing the mundane.
Helping his brothers.
Developing the character, fighting off the animals. But you don't just get to go from field to palace. There's a journey.
Right. I even think about my little, my seven-year-old Chandler, and whenever we go to the dentist, right? But the funny thing is, Chandler will go to the dentist because Chandler knows that at the end of the dentist, there's this big old treasure chest. And in that treasure chest are some like
goodies.
Toys. They have good toys at his dentist's office.
Come on.
And so it's the same thing. When you know what's on the other end of maybe some of the hard times, some of the battles, some of the trials, you'll go.
That's right.
And you'll get through it knowing that there is great things on the other side.
That's exactly right. So it's compelling. So a great vision is clear. It's compelling. And then here's the last thing. Great vision has to be consistent.
Right.
So let me say it like this. The vision for tomorrow can't keep changing tomorrow. You know, like today it's this and tomorrow it's another day and the next day it's another thing. And it's a, no, it's got to be consistent. Like, so whatever your vision is, like, let it be the vision of your life. Now,
that's great.
You and I talked about this and the goal doesn't change, but the strategy may change.
Yes.
So the vision is the same, but how I get there may change.
Right.
But I'm not going to change the vision of a healthy marriage. Like for now, it may look like this in this season because marriage, when you got young kids,
looks a lot different. Yes.
Than marriage with teenagers.
Exactly.
Or marriage as an empty nester.
Right.
But the vision
never changes.
Never changes.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a vision that you believe can be consistent, then you're probably not living out the real or pursuing the right vision.
Right. And so it's for a great example. So in marriage, it's like, hey, when my kids are little, the vision is I want to have a healthy, strong marriage where we're communicating and spending time with each other consistently. So when you got little kids, that might be a once a month date night. And then it adjusts. When you're an empty nester, that's like every week or every night we're having date night or whatever that looks like. And so the vision is the same, but how you get to
that
vision might change in different seasons.
100%. So we've got to be consistent in the vision that we're pursuing. Otherwise, you really become schizophrenic.
Right.
It's like, man, I'm pursuing this one day. Mm-hmm. Have you ever met someone? It's like, hey, they got this big idea this day. They got this big idea another day. And what that's not really.
Have you met like a serial goal setter? You're like, how you doing? It's like, great, I'm doing this, this, and this. And you meet them next month. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not doing any of that anymore. Like, I'm running a completely different direction now.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. So today, this is the goal. Where are you lacking discipline? Where is it that I feel like I'm not inspired? And again, we're not talking about the condition of your life currently, because you may be in a tough spot. You may be in a hard season. We all face them. But the only thing that pulls us past our day of pain is a great vision that God gives us, and not something that is just manufactured or made from our own self, but a really God-birthed vision.
Yeah.
And so that vision needs to be clear, that vision needs to be compelling, and that vision needs to be consistent. And when you do this, I'm telling you, your life is going to be in a place where not only do you get unstuck, but you become unstoppable.
That's great.
And so I hope this has helped you. We'd love to hear from you. You send us an email. You can do that through the link in the description notes. Also, go buy a copy of the book. If you hadn't purchased a copy, we'd love for you to purchase one. We also have the Audible version.
Come on.
So excited. Those of you that don't want to read it, we got the Audible version. We also have the ebook through Kindle. And we'd love to just hear from you. But if this podcast is touching you and it's making a difference and you're enjoying the content, would you do a couple of things? It would mean the world to me and to Jolea. If number one, you would subscribe to it so it comes every week to wherever it is you consume the content.
Right.
Second thing is we want you to share it.
Yeah. Share it with somebody that you believe is going to touch.
Yeah. Just I'd look one or two people right now. Hit the three dots at the top and click it.
Text
say,
it
sure,
out.
Text it out right now and say, hey, you think this might be for you? It was so good for me. And then the third thing is, would you rate and review the podcast? Your ratings and reviews always help us. Of course, if you give us a 5-star positive review, it's huge and allows us to get the word out. And we just will continue. Our promise is to bring you great content each and every week to help you get unstuck and to move your life forward. So can't wait to see you next week. Until then, take one step forward. Bye-bye.